Looking for talented performers for downtown Ann Arbor's A2 Summer Streets. I'm Lucianne Lance, and from the Main Street Area Association, Ashley Schaefer back with us. This is so cool because you do what you call activation of downtown Ann Arbor during the summer streets, and that's where we're all in the street.
Yes.
And so you make it a lot of fun. It's not just about restaurants being able to put their tables and chairs out farther into the street. There's a lot of action going on. It's a fair.
Yeah. You know, we try really, really hard to bring in different types of activations that are going to appeal to many people. And we like to make them free to the public. So there'll be music classes. There'll be bar classes, story times. And we're really looking to kind of expand that as well and offer different types of dance classes potentially if there's opportunities, comedians. So we really want to offer some really great experiences for people coming downtown.
All right. So all the performers out there, we're going to have details on how you can sign up for this. There is a stipend, I understand, for performers. Is that
there
right?
There is, yes. And I will have a form. So if you reach out, I have a form that will ask all the questions, what your setup is, how much you know you'd like to be paid for this type of performance and activation, and also the dates you're available, because we are looking for activations June 5th to September 28th.
All right. And last week you told us on the show that the Ann Arbor Summer Streets program is curtailing a little bit by not going into October.
Yes.
So you've got a limited window in there. But give us an idea. When this starts, what, Thursdays through
Thursday nights.
Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
And again, the start date is when?
June 5th.
June 5th. And so on those weekends, for each day, how many performers would you have out there, different groups or acts in one setting?
So ideally, we'd have one per day. So
okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'd have a performer or some sort of activation in the street. And depending on the weekend, if there's an opportunity, doing something two or three times a day.
Oh, wow. And so the hours for the activation are what?
They really vary depending on who's interested, but we'll be starting a bar series that'll be at 9 a.m. in the morning, and then usually our performers that come in the evenings, it's usually 7 to 9.
Oh, wow. Okay. And generally the stipend might be how much?
It really varies, but you know, a lot of people are so gracious. They just want to perform on Main Street for free, but we always try to pay them something, and we do allow tips as well.
Oh, well, that's really nice to
yes.
know. So people can have their guitar boxes open. They can have
yes.
a basket out there. And
yes.
hopefully all of us who appreciate this will oblige. That's wonderful. So what do people need to know to sign up? How do they do this?
Yeah, so one thing that you'll need to know is that we do ask that you can provide a schedule when your openings are throughout the entire season. We kind of match it depending on what the theme is each weekend. And we do ask that you provide if you have any equipment or if you have any special setups that you'll need electricity or shade. But this form will ask all of those questions so we can best prepare you for the best performance that you have.
How do you do electricity? I guess the light poles, right?
Yeah, the light post.
Okay.
Yep. So we do have them turned on. The city will turn them on for the season, which is really awesome. So we'll be able to access the electricity through those lampposts, which are able to power a lot of the PA systems that we've had hooked up the last few years.
And are the performers on the ground, or do you have a staging area?
They're on the ground, and we've always had them historically, you know, in the streets. But it will definitely look at different opportunities this year, depending on what the setups require. So there will be potential for either stage or at least shade, because it was pretty hot last
yeah.
year in some of the evenings.
I hope it warms up sometime soon.
Yeah.
Ashley Schaefer with us, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association, representing all the businesses in downtown Ann Arbor. Remind everyone where the summer streets will be, which streets?
So the summer streets, we do block off the streets on Main Street, which is the 200 and 300 block of Main, and then East and West Liberty that adjoins to Main Street, and
mm-hmm.
also Washington. So if you're familiar with like Frida Petito's and Zola Bistro, it's that block,
mm-hmm.
the 100 block. And then Liberty, it's right in front of the Art Center. And then it goes all the way down to Fleet Feet.
So when we think of performers, we think of singers and bands. But you want to expand this a little bit this year.
We do, yeah. So, you know, I'm definitely hoping that we can maybe have like a comedy series. I feel like that's just something that people really enjoy at this time. So not only that, but dancing as well, hosting different types of dance classes where either you can just sit and watch or you can even participate yourself
mm-hmm.
and learn something new.
Wow, that's really great. And so people need to go on mainstreetannarbor.org, right?
Yep.
And then you have a form on there that they
yes.
can fill out.
Yes.
And get that back. And how quickly will they know if they've been accepted?
So they'll know almost right away if we've received their form, because I do reach out to them within 24 to 48 hours. And then we hope to have the schedule secured in about the next 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I will be corresponding with you throughout the entire time just to make sure that we can get all of our dates aligned. But then the schedule is going to be posted end of April.
Okay. And Ashley, you mentioned there are themes to these weekends, these street closures.
Yeah.
Give us an idea of what kind of themes.
Yeah. So, you know, September, I'm excited to incorporate Hispanic Heritage Month and offer some different music and dancing that aligns with that, as well as Pride. You know, that will be in August, but it usually is typically in June. So finding some great activations that acknowledge that and highlight Pride, as well as, you know, 4th of July, patriotic things that we offer downtown, and different, you know, schools that we might work with who are offering things like that.
Oh, that's really great. Again, MainStreetAnnArbor.org for more details, MainStreetAnnArbor.org. The Main Street Area Association provides you with fabulous downtown events, fine dining, great drinks, and so much more. And if you're not following them on Facebook, you should be. On Instagram, you do a great job with that. Look for Main Street Area Ann Arbor on those platforms, and you can follow along. And I love this. I'm looking at some great footage of Youth Art Month.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just amazing to see what these talented young people
do. It's awesome.
Do.
It is so fun. And I think we've had some really great weather to just stroll and look at all of the artists. And it really does expand throughout downtown. So we have artists that are displayed on 4th Street, all the way up to Cahoots on Huron, and then Washington and Liberty in Maine. So there's a lot that you can see. And
it's
really enjoy
incredible talent. And kudos to the businesses who have allowed to have this artwork posted up in there. But looking at the caliber of it, why wouldn't you?
I mean,
it's just,
it's
a great connection with the Ann Arbor schools and our local businesses and the Main Street Area Association. So beginning in June, the A2 Summer Streets program will be back. It'll go through September the
28th.
So the end of September, not in October this year. And it's going to just be a lot of fun in downtown Ann Arbor. And when we close the streets like that, there still is plenty of parking in downtown.
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of parking structures that surround the closed footprint. So you can use one of the surface lots, one of the parking structures. There will be street parking that is available. After 6, it's free, which is really wonderful. Sundays, it's free as well. So if you are, you know, curious on where you can park, we will have a map posted as well so you know how to navigate the street closures and where to park.
All right. And there are a lot of talented people in our community. So make sure that if you are a group and you'd like to play, whoa, I just thought of something, Peach Mountain. Peach Mountain, our wonderful studio band.
Studio band.
Yeah, I'm going to make it our studio band. Now, they performed at our Christmas show. This is Derek's group.
Yeah.
And they were phenomenal. They just did an incredible set. They're putting together a, do we still call it an album?
Yeah.
Okay. An album right now. And you guys are always looking for gigs to play. How about it?
Maybe. I mean, we don't gig a lot, but.
You don't
want? We would love to have you.
Yeah, come on.
I'll bring it up. I mean, that sounds.
It's a great group. And I'll send you some footage of what they did at the Christmas show. You'll be blown away by it.
I'd love to see
Derek plays the drums. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
My 5-year-old is very interested in the drums right now.
Oh.
It's a lot
Lucky
of fun.
You.
It's very loud.
Yes. I'm sure we've had that discussion.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Derek's family made it through. You will, too.
Yes, yeah.
But he's really good, and the group is incredible.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, definitely think about it. Yeah. I'll bring it up.
I'll come down and see you down there. So it'll be a lot of fun. So go to MainStreetAnnArbor.org and pull down the form for the A2 Summer Streets, and the performers are I'm being looked for right now. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All total, how many performers would you say you have in a given season for A2 Summer Streets?
Oh, that's a great question. I think last year we had around 45.
Wow.
And we are looking to expand that. And we are calling back some of the artists that we had last year to activate the space as well. So we're really excited to welcome them back, too.
Always something going on in downtown Ann Arbor. We love it. All thanks to our Main Street Area Association. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. They're calling all performers. Could be comedy. It could be whatever you might conceive in downtown Ann Arbor. And they also have a stipend involved with that, so you might make a little money doing it as well. And you can put out your basket asking for tips.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very generous town.
After your performance on Main, it does open a lot of opportunities to work with our neighboring restaurants as well as they're hosting events, which is wonderful. We've seen a lot of the bands continue on and work with establishments like the Guild, and we're very excited to see that.
That's
as well.
Wonderful. Once you get introduced to a group and they think of ideas, and that's really cool. We talk about this all the time about these downtown businesses. It's not just about doing what they do, whether mm-hmm. it's restaurant or the Guild with, you know, being a wonderful haven for artists, but it's making those community connections yeah. that broadens everything for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. It does. It makes a huge difference.
It really does. Thank you so much. Great yeah. talking with you. Ashley Schaefer, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association. Go online to mainstreetannarbor.org. And once they get in there, what are they clicking? Is it right on the front there?
So if you go to Summer Streets, there'll okay. be a form there that you can fill out. It's a Google form.
Okay. You got that? Derek, you got that Google form all?
Got it pulled up right now.
Oh, all right. Peach Mountain performing in downtown Ann Arbor. I cannot wait. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.